A jar of sauerkraut left for 7 days at 22 degrees Celsius is not the same product as a jar of the same recipe left for 7 days at 18 degrees. The first is fully sour, soft-edged, and ready to eat. The second is barely lactic, still vegetal, and another 2 weeks from being kraut. Most home fermentation recipes treat time as the active variable, instructing readers to wait 10 days or 2 weeks as if the calendar were doing the work. The calendar does almost nothing. The temperature of the kitchen does almost everything. Lactic acid bacteria, the family of microbes responsible for sauerkraut, kimchi, traditional pickles, miso, and yogurt, are temperature sensitive in a steeper way than most home cooks appreciate. The genera that matter most for vegetable fermentation, Lucanostoc, Lactobacillus, Pediococcus, share a metabolic optimum between roughly 20 and 25 degrees Celsius. Within that window, they reproduce in hours, acidify the substrate quickly, and produce the clean lactic note that a finished kraut is built on. Below 15 degrees, their metabolism slows by an order of magnitude. A process that takes 10 days at 22 may take 6 weeks at 12. Above 30, the wrong organisms take over. Bacillus species and certain yeasts outcompete the lactobacilli. Off flavors accumulate, the texture turns slimy or mushy, and pectin in the vegetable cell walls breaks down faster than the bacteria can acidify around it. This temperature curve is why the same sauerkraut recipe produces wildly different results in different seasons. In late summer, a kitchen counter at 24 degrees will give a properly soured kraut in 8 to 10 days, lively and crisp. The same jar placed on the same counter in February, when the kitchen sits at 16 degrees because the heating is off at night, will need 3 to 4 weeks to reach the same acidity, and may develop a slightly different flavor profile along the way. Less of the rounded buttery diacetyl notes that Lucanostoc produces in warmer conditions, more of the sharper acetic and propionic side products that emerge when the ferment runs slowly. Same recipe, same vegetables, same salt percentage, profoundly different result. The variable the cook never measured was the room. The Japanese miso tradition has thought about this for centuries, though it expresses the insight differently. Traditional miso is fermented in a shura, muro, a cold storage room dug partially into earth or built with thick clay walls, held year-round between roughly 12 and 15 degrees Celsius. This is below the lactic acid bacterial optimum on purpose. The slowness is the point. Miso is not primarily a lactic ferment. It is a Koji-driven enzymatic breakdown of soybean and grain proteins by Aspergillus oryzae enzymes, with lactic acid bacteria and salt-tolerant yeasts playing supporting roles. At 13 degrees, those enzymes still function, but they function slowly enough that the long peptides produced by partial protein hydrolysis have time to accumulate before being broken down further. The result, over 12 to 36 months, is the deep, complex, slightly sweet character of properly aged miso. The same beans and koji fermented at 25 degrees would finish in 3 months and would taste, by comparison, thin and one-dimensional. The miro was a temperature decision dressed up as a building. This insight scales down to a home kitchen, although few recipe writers translate it. A kitchen in winter that sits at 15 to 17 degrees Celsius will not produce a 10-day kraut in 10 days. It will produce a half-fermented vegetable that the reader, following the recipe literally, will decide is finished, refrigerate, and eat, without ever realizing it has not yet become kraut. A kitchen in summer at 26 degrees will overshoot the same recipe in 6 days and continue into mushy territory by day 10. The recipe assumed a kitchen at 21 degrees year-round, which is the temperature of a heated, air-conditioned office building, and which describes very few actual home kitchens. The practical rule, the one I have used in 3 different countries with 3 different climates, is to read the room first and plan the ferment second. A thermometer left on the counter for a day tells you what range your kitchen actually sits in. From that number, the recipe falls into place. If the kitchen runs at 18, expect everything to take roughly twice as long as a recipe written for 22. If the kitchen runs at 26, expect everything to be ready in roughly 2/3 the time and check earlier. The acidity, not the calendar, is the doneness test. A pH meter is cheap and definitive. A finished sauerkraut sits between pH 3.4 and 3.6. Below 3.4, it has gone past pleasant. Above 3.8, it is not yet ready. The number does not care what day it is. Flavor profile, not just speed, shifts with temperature. A kraut fermented at 18 degrees over 4 weeks tends to develop a more complex flavor than the same vegetable fermented at 24 over 10 days, because the slower lactic acid bacterial community produces a wider range of secondary compounds, and the protein and sugar substrates have longer to develop side products. This is the same principle that underlies cold fermented bread doughs, slow-aged cheese, and long-aged miso. The same end-state acidity reached slowly contains more chemistry than the same acidity reached quickly. The Japanese traditional preference for long, cold fermentation is not romance. It is a recognition that what tastes deep is what was made slowly at the temperature that allowed depth to accumulate. The corollary is uncomfortable for anyone who has bought a fermentation cookbook. The recipe in your hand is, in most cases, written for one ambient temperature that the author did not specify. Translating it to your kitchen requires you to know your kitchen's actual temperature and to adjust the time accordingly, possibly by a factor of 2 or 3. There is nothing wrong with the recipe. It is just incomplete in a way the genre has not yet learned to admit. Next time you start a ferment, do not look at the clock. Look at the thermometer on the wall.